Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We now know that the El Niño cycle shapes weather patterns for much of North and South America. And as Richard Aronson, professor of biological sciences at the Florida Institute of Technology, explains, the phenomenon also has something to teach us about how reefs will respond to climate change.
How does climate drive the rate at which corals construct reefs? Our research focused on how important the El Niño Southern Oscillation, or ENSO, was to the ecology of eastern Pacific reefs during their 6,000-year history. ENSO is a climatic seesaw in the Pacific Ocean that influences weather conditions around the world. ENSO consists of a hot El Niño phase and a cold La Niña phase, both of which suppress the growth of corals in the tropical eastern Pacific. We reconstructed the history of reefs in Pacific Panama by taking cores through reef frameworks and analyzing and dating the cores we collected. We discovered that coral populations grew rapidly until 4,100 years ago, but then they stopped growing for the next 2,500 years. Other researchers have reported gaps in coral growth at the same time in Costa Rica, Australia, and Japan. The likeliest reason coral populations collapsed 4,100 years ago was an increase in the variability of ENSO, meaning that both El Niño and La Niña events became more frequent and more extreme. Both types of events are detrimental to corals, and a continuous barrage of extreme conditions would have suppressed reefs for a long time. Coral populations recovered 1,600 years ago when some components of ENSO began to ease up. Coral reefs in the eastern Pacific are poorly developed because coral populations collapsed from extreme ENSO swings for a 2,500-year interval that spanned 40% of their history. A return to extreme El Niño-like conditions in a warming climate could portend another shutdown of eastern Pacific reefs.
That was Richard Aronson of the Florida Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.